Group I say, if you can hear me, we are going to delve into another very Hashava sugya in Masechta Ketubos this week, the sugya of Shvuya. Sugya of Shvuya, like all the sugyas in Ketubos, in the first two prakim, tie together many of important issues in Shas, and so too does the Sugya of Shvuya and Befrat, when it comes to the issues of Ne'amonis, Chazaka, and Birur of Sveikas. So the Gemara here on Daf Chav Zayin starts with the Mishnah. Irsha Kavshua Karkum, a city that was surrounded by an army. Think of the Russians surrounding a city in the Ukraine. And the question here is, what happened to the Nashim in the city, as has been the behavioral pattern throughout the centuries? The invading armies took it as their right to be Metama de Nashim. But the question is, what is the status of these individual Nashim? So the Mishnah says, Irsha Kavshua Karkum, Chazal or Chpeshesh, that the Nashim inside this city were Nitma, and therefore everybody is Asur Lekayim. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Yeshlehem Edim, Afilu Evet, Afilu Shivcha. However, if they're Edim, that they were not Nitma, they were hiding in a high cellar or somewhere else, which allowed them to prevent becoming tamei, harel u'namanim, then they are naman. And even those type of people whose normal namanis is weaker are believed in such a case. However, they ain't namanim al yidei atzmon. They do not have namanis on their own. The machlekes in the Rishayim here is seivev on several questions. Question number one, is the Isha considered to be Tamei Vadai or Tamei Misafik? Rashi here is silent on this question. If you scroll through the Rashi, you'll see. Rashi says, make it a bit bigger. Psulais, Asuris lo Belayim, the Eishas Kain Asura Ba'inus. From Rashi is mashma that the Isser here is in the Sidereisa. Isha that is Nenas is Usser and Isha's Kayin, as we know. It's an unfortunate situation. That is the Halacha. Isha's Kayin Shenensa is a Surah Labaila. So we are considering all the Kayhanais in this city, the Isha's Kayanim, to be Nensa. Why? What Halacha drives that? Is it a deraisa drabana? If it's deraisa, the shail is, why should it be asum deraisa? Why should we assume that in fact they were nenas? So many rishonim takaho that the iser here is only midrabanan, misafek, and therefore, since the iser is only midrabanan, edim that wouldn't be necessarily believed in a deraisa case are neman in the Rabbanandika construct, because Lamaisa Midai Raisa, the woman has a Cheskas Taira. Every Isha has a Cheskas Taira until we can bring a Reisa to this Chazaka. So Midai Raisa, the fact that there was a Tarkum shouldn't be sufficient enough to ask her, and she should still be Mutares Lakona. Therefore, the principle is Bishvuya Hikilu. This is not a direct testimony of a person bringing Metzias Nika cases of we were nanas. This is a possible suffix in a Deraisa Nika Halacha. Maybe she was nanas. And Chachamim were Mekel, Lagab Bishvua, Lagab Kamadinim. This is the basic Shaila here in the Rishonim. Is it Issa Deraisa? If so, where does it come from? Is it a Nisa Rabbanan? If so, why? And what is the basis for this chazaka. L'chaira, the gather here is chash of safik tumah. The act of oinus is a tumadika oinus, is a tumadika action, as the pasuk says, achrei asher hutama'o, ebiya sura, whether or not it is beratzim ba'oinus, involves a degree of tumah. And therefore, just like any other suffix iser, a suffix tumah, we are pushing it along the column of suffix, so too it should be apply here. This would be the pashut mahalach. However, there is a mechudishtika mahalach in the Achrayim, in which they say a tremendous yisayid that the iser of shruya is not a standard iser of that would apply, be applicable, be nifshat b'tayrus suffik. The startling chiddush is that Chazal, it's midorabanan. Yes, that's true, but the rabbinic iser here was a takana that a shvuya is nechshav kivadai nitma'as, and now therefore this tremendous chiddush has many nafkaminis. Nafkamina number one, and we mitzaref another suffix to create a possible svek sveka. On dafkas, we have the halach of svek sveka, which could be an inyan of being mitar or something. So do we allow that suffix, svek sveka, to apply here? That is one of the test cases to see what the getter and the nature of the suffix is. So the first mahalach is explicated by Rabbi Seino Achrayin. Kiveger asks the Kasha on the Tazvav earlier. We had the Edus of Rabbi Zachari ben Akatsa, who was a Kohen. And there the Gemara says that Rabbi Zachari ben Akatsa, Eshes of Zachari ben Akatsa, was Nesra. And the Shaila is, why would she Nesar? L'chayra, she's Medin Sofik. Because after all, if the two Baladinim are Tayyim Bari, they're Neman. As we had a specific case where two Adam said the Baal was Mace, and two Adam said the Baal was Lay Mace. So therefore, in such a case, we have Treyu Trey and the Tainus Bari, and they're Neman. So why here should the Isha of Azachari ben Akatsav be not Nemenes, Maishnah from the Suffolk, Trey Betray from the Suffolk of Tumma, the Gabishvuya? This is Rabbi Kvegas Kasha trying to, Shtelovek, as always, Rabbi Kvegas tries to frame what the underlining inside of the Sugi is. What analytical lumdis framework are we applying to this Sugi? Says Rabbi Kvegas here, I'm Rabbi Zachari ben Akatsav, this is the previous Sugi, Lezazi Yad Mitach Yad, never left. So why shouldn't she be Nema? Omalei ain ada main alatzmei tema. Maishna mishnayim or meis. Shnayim omalei meis. Tibonis is lechon meidea. By meres barley leiteitse. Which means that she has an amonis. Davadei la medinei nisisina lo. This can't be medinei. This because she's puzzle. Mishon de bishosh shehei and dayan laya bailo. Lehei da alatzmei. Makamakam of a tre betray. Ma kayach meidusai. Ela al karchok says Rukvegas from the Besvekas and Bali Advarm Shneim Hainu he who babal or barley lemafkin raisa. Barley helps in a case of a suffolk. Rukvegas, why should help? Hasim of Sveka de raisa. Vobalash from Talib, because Mahani buried the Bali Advarm. Ask Rukvegas if that's true, will be Kalshkin Beshvuya. Abschaiven and Katsim Salacha. Was in a case where we're talking about an Eishes Ish to build the weather or not, she can be have a Nisuin to somebody else. That's 100% a Shaila of a Deraisa. Here we are talking about a Derabanan. The entire Halacha Shvuya, we don't know that she was Nanas. We're only assuming so because Rabbanan put this possibility on her. If that's the case, that's less chomor. So in the case of a shvua, it's only this is Rabbanan, the midraisa shvuyim teres abal, because we need a edus to passel her. So why don't we passel her here? Teres is that Midrabanan Chazal said we're going to assume that there's a possibility of Safak that she was Nenas. So Shui is less kal than the case of the Shnayim Leves. If that's the case, the El Bar Day Dabal, but no, the Benenis Lekanachnami, you don't have a full Edis here because the only Edis here are the Baladin themselves, and therefore ain't under made a lot. My become Makam Din Bar Di David, you don't like Taitsi, Rabbi Zacharia, come by Betray Betray, and this is like Taitsi. This is Ricky Vager's basic shayla. Machmo. Ricky Vager asks, why was this Isha Rabbi Zacharia Ben Akatav Nesra? Lamaisa, it's not more than a suffix. And Baharaya, in the case where we have Shnei Baladinim Tain and Bari, they're Naman. As the Gemara said in Daf Chavav on the base, two Adim said Shdebal Mace, two Adim said Delay Mace. We believe in Mitam, a Tainas Bari, even in Daraisa. So why is the suffix of Trey Retray different than the suffix of Tomegabashui? This Kasha was asked by Rabbi Vager, and it was basically the big problem that we need to answer in the sugya. Came along to his rescue his son-in-law, Rabbeinu Chaim Sofer. Chaim Sofer says a big aside in which he explains that the reason Chazal asked Rishui Lekayin of Chashash Netmas, they didn't ask for Mitam Safik, they considered to be a Rabbanan Dikavadai from Mendes Chiddush. Because normally the Issa Rabbanan would track the Issa Daraisa. It would be quite a chiddush to say that Chazal is assured something mitairas vadai that didn't have an Issa vadai. Says the Sefer, if that's the case, in this unique situation, the Shvuya is assur midin vadai. So now we understand why a Tainus Bari doesn't help. Tazbari only helps when there's a suffix. I know for sure. I mean, there's a suffix here. I'm being pushed this suffix with my tainus bari, and then we have to deal with the fact that how the edus works. There's no edus. But my tainus bari, it should work to be mighty the suffix. But that's only if it's a suffix. If it's a vadai, and the insight of a shvui is that for whatever reason, ki yivor lahalan, Chazal said that a shvuya is asur mitairas vadai. If it's asur mitairas vadai, there's no suffer klal, and it's considered to be asur mitairas terest din vadai. Let's see if some cipher inside. Matasi kasim shei mari chami agai. Mekashali maishna mishnayim mari mace. Whereas barley, and this is like Taitse. So we see that there's a degree of namanas, otherwise we'd force her out. That would be other Shiloh Nation's ish. Why should a Shulia be different? In other words, this is from Kamehameha's Kasha. What is the unique situation of a Shulia that makes it so chomer? Okay, says Duchsam Sefer on the next Amud. Kushizub Sefer Kailer Emes, retirates. Not sure what that Sefer is, but that's where Kvegas Kash was brought down first four as collected in the Kadushik Beg. Retirates. Shim Rakila Tve Beshvoya, Chashu Tve Lamaira Tera. So, I want to skip down to where Kvegas says, where he says, Achian, about seven or eight lines. Bemis he, Rakbash, and tell him, Mother Barish, and leave in the Kephas. Bahacha, Beshuya Kilu. On the one hand, we have the Akula Beshuya, Legabe Hilchas Edis. Shalshuyi Chumra. Do you have a suffix, Shuya? If somebody is not clear to the shvuya, because it shouldn't be any different than the trade with the bari helps. And he says some cipher his side. There's no reason to ask her shvuya. She has a cheskas kashrus. There was no Edim that were made on this possible Isser. Why should a Shvi be Isser? How do we know for a fact that she was Dansa? Sedchem Sefer? We know for a fact. Chazal said that Midrabona it's a Vadai. Big Kiddush. Chachamim Michmiru Yishem Achbem Tzim Atayim Mut Legamer Chum Chum Shum Atayim Zekunim Atayim Zekunim Surah Kevadai. Afu Bishin Nesar Mesafak Shalom Eichum Shalom Kamak Masu Kesafak Shiyash Chesk Is Iskim Lai Barish Olai Lights Mibada Yisr. And some cipher sends you to some washing in the Shita, which seems to touch this way. Rabbi Chanan has a Kedak B'Kodesh, nice Chav Gimel, an approach which goes to the heart of this question. Let's see Rabbi Chanan's side. Rabbi Chanan has a similar but slightly different approach. In the beginning of Chav Gimel, take it from the beginning. A scroll, there you go. So B'chanan tells the Vekti, he said that Bari is what establishes the Pshitas of the Suffolk. Going all the way back to Pesach Pesuach, Mashm Dan Tan, the Manas Yishalim, Lenz and Isim, Tam Edis Mishum Bari. And he got the term Shaykh Din, the Bari Vishama, even though Bari Vishama was created in Tainus Mamai, you can use the same principle of Bari in a case of personal status and whether she was Mazan or not. The Chain Mash Malesha Gemara, Mil Alamai Bari, Alam means it's so strong that it's a din of the Manas, and therefore it should apply even in cases of a shayla of zinsa or not. Okay, skip a little bit here. And Rav Chana said, "Bal karchach." Now, before the yellow, four lines for the yellow. Hadin ena nemanu b'sba al karchad ena nemanu b'sba. Sveikus, it should be powerful enough. Her tainus bari to pasul to pirish the suffolk latera, as we found in the case of trevi trei. The din of shvuya is a separate parsha in Hilchais Isser. Chazal said that in the case of a shvuya, the ish the nachri a soul preitzim barayis, that it's not a suffolk, it's a vadai. Vadai Zaina. Ukamai Besaita. The Hasuk's custom is Vadai. Chanan brings a raya that neither Kuregor or the Sefer expanded it to. Chanan brings a raya for Saita. Saita is also a suffix. All we know is that she was Nichnasa Lesaser. She was Miyache after Kinyan Stira, but she was Miyache. So why should a Saita be considered a Vadai? Teretz says, this is, there's a custom of Saita. Asa ha-taira safik yivadai. Says Rabbi Chanan, if this template is already exists, we now apply it to a Shvuya. Chazal created the issue of a safik, whether or not this Isha was Nansa B'tei HaKarkum with the Goyim encircling the town into a Vadai. Once it's a vadai, bari doesn't help. Bari only helps, so you have a suffix. So you have a shayla, a suffix, and a vadai, bari helps. But here, In the case of a shluya, shluya zavada zinsa nensa, and therefore bari cannot help. Bari lo mahani is the yisayim b'makom safek like shuvada and kamakom ein echad nemun shluya. If you can ask a kasha, why is it ein echad nemun? If it's a vadai, why should an ein echad work? Ein echad doesn't work where it's a vadai. No. That's the side of Shulia Kilu. The Chazal created Shulia into a Vadai, but left open a major Kula that an Eid Echad would help. An Eid Echad doesn't help in a pure Daraisa. This is not a pure Daraisa. This only is a Rabbanon. In such a case, Chazal said the Rabbanon are Shulia Kilu. The Echad Masalik is a Suffolk, but ain't count Suffolk as of a bari dana bataris edis ain't a masalikas a suffic. Given thus a suffic of vada and mimele le mahani bari. Since they made a suffic of vada, a vada bari doesn't help. And Arabah Chanan sums it all up, Gedaka Bakaydish, literally in two lines. Heptomeshnei dinam ilu. What's the difference between these two dinam? Then amonis eid echad. Why should it be an echad be nemon if it's a vada? The Teretz is, an echad is the yisoid of an eid echad only is levaris hamaisa. Normally, al pi shnayim eidim yakum davar. Under certain circumstances, Chazal came and said, with us sveikais, certainly Rabbanan Dika created sveikais, al pi eid echad yakum davar. The same bearer of the metzias that shnei eidim gave will allow one eid echad to give. In the case of Mesa Bailey, and there are no Edim, Chazal were Makel in an Aguna. And the Yisoid of the Hagodas Edis of the Eid Echad is to Mavar the Mesa, that Mesa Bala. Similar here too, Yisoid of the Eid Echad and Shvuya to say, Tahira, Lezazi Yad, Tayadi, Tahira, because Mavar the Suffolk, because it is a Rabbanadika Suffolk, it's a Vadai. But Chazal said, Eid Echad can be Mavar, this is Vadi against it. Asha ain't came. Bari, Shade of a Terrace, Eidus. Bari is a Koyakataina. It's an ability to tie to something which is uncountered, because the other side is a Suffolk. Now, the Makam Suffolk, Hachidina, the Bari Mashem, Bari Yadav. I'm a Makam, the Suffolk, Vadai, Lemahani, Bari, beautiful Rabbi Chanan. Tzarek Eidus Lavaris, the Suffolk, Rabbi Chanan says, same beside as Kum Seifer, as always, Kedarka Makaydish with a different Mahal. If that's the case, Rabbi Sai, so let's sum up here. We have the Kamerikas Kasha. Why is Shvuya any less Ne'emenes? Itainas Bari, she tainted Lezazli Yadi, and therefore Bari Li, that she's tar. Why should not work? Says Kum Seifer, says the Kaybet Shurim, that it's a vadai. And a bari doesn't help in a case of a vadai. A bari is a koyach hataina, but makom safek. There's no safek. If it's a rabbanan dik a vadai, a bari doesn't help. Why an eid echad helps? Safek doesn't address this, but then Mechanan does beautifully. Eid echad is eidus. Eidus works. And Chazal said in this case, similar to Meis Bailey, and eidus works in Mavar the Messias. It's a vadai. It's a vadai. I'm a var the other way through the ein echad. Therefore, we say she's tar, even though normally, otherwise, we'd say midrabanan. It's vadai tami. Ein echad says same as two edim, and therefore that's the chiddush of the shulya hikilu. But they're being makel that a echad has an amonis against the vadai, not against the suffolk. Why doesn't the bari help? Bari only helps the suffolk. That way there is a vadai. Beautiful Mahalach of the Chum Sefer and the Kavit Shurim to forever Kuvayis Kasha, which leads us to the next step. As you all know, there is a bureau of Sveikas called the Svek Sveika. A Svek Sveika is Mavarer, a Suffolk, the same way all other Sveikas are Mavurah through Chazakas. The Gemara Kedushin has a famous story in Yavnei HaMelech. The Yanei HaMelech had a very dubious past, and they tainted that he was a cholo because his father was a kayin. Go to the Gemara, please, in Kedushin. And the shaila was, maybe his mother was nishbas, same as a shvuya. It's a long extended Gemara. And therefore, maybe Yanei HaMelech was considered to be a pasul. We don't have time to go through the entire Gemara here. That's the tamsis of the discussion in the Gemara. What's the shaila here? So the Gemara says the suffolk was on his mother. Why? Because two edim came to be made that the mother was nishbis. However, not so fast. Two other edim came to say that she was not nishbis. So we have now a din of trey v'trey. Correcting Marakasha. Why should we say Yanai was kosher? Adaraba, let's say we have a suffix because we have offsetting adis, and suffix tumma should be usr. This is the Adkan of Gemara's kasha. You make it bigger here. I can show you the Yudim and Gedanya Shemai, Yudim and Gedanya, Yanai Melch, Rav Lecha Keser Malchus. About 10 lines on the sideline. Hanach kesek kohen lezayir shel Aaron. Shayu aimrim imay nishbis b'maydiim. Maydiim, city which you can go visit today. As you all know, Maydiim was, his Rashi was a kerach shel beis chashmonoi, and a shvui is pasul l'kohona. And the father married her, and turns out that Yanai is a cholo. Yivuk shadavu le'nimsa. They couldn't come to a clear maskana on the investigation. We are not going to give it here to Yanai HaMelech. So we scroll down here. Gemara has a very gripping story here. Scroll down, please. And the Gemara and the Ben asked the Shaila, Heichi Dami, Elaim in the Beit Trey Amri Shtabi. Ubeit Trey Amri Lo Yishtabi, Mai Chazi Samachanis, Mai Chahani. Trey Trey. Elav Beit Echad. What's happening here on my screen is no good. It says, Rashi Lach Beit Echad, Heid Al Ashwi Ubosh Nevi Kishua. So we have a chash of trey trey.
That's always printed in the kuntres. We get in the bottom of the page.
Okay, so Lamaisa, we have enough of the Gemara that we need. So the Achrayim ask a kash on this. Why does the Gemara says that it should be usher mishuyim in trey trey? This is svek svek alotera. What's the suffolk? First of all, suffolk is nishbis in that because they never came to a clear investigatory maskana since it was trey trey. And then the problem arises that there's another suffolk here. Let's say she was nishmas, maybe she was not nitma. Who says she was nitma? So the Sharmelech brings the kasha of Neshua, and he says the same yisayid as the other chayim said. The reason the chachamim, when chacham asked the shvuya lekayin, from shichshas that she was nitmas, they didn't ask her classically mitam suffolk. They considered this chash to be a vadai, as the Rav Chanan says and the Chum Sofer says. And therefore, you can't be mitzarif chash tumah to a suffolk to create a svek sveka, because there's no suffolk tumah here. It's vadai tumah. And you can't be mitzarif a vadai tumah to a svek sveka, to a suffolk to create a svek sveka lahakal. On the contrary, you're being mitzarif a vadai tumah. Oibazai. And the Shara Melech Boizais, this LP, Okimta in the Rush, as a Shaila, based on the Gemara of Yersha Kamshu, that was Nechash Blei Tzav, and there was a hiding place that holds only one Isha. And everybody taina that they were in the hiding place, even though it was physically Matthias, it's not possible. And the Rif Paskins, yes, were cooler. Why? Because each Isha has a svek sveka. Maybe she hid properly. And even if she didn't hide, maybe she wasn't nitma. So why is it chayr as a svek sveka lahakol? It wouldn't work here. Because midin vade wouldn't work. So you see, all the Achrayim are mufrach. So we see that not everybody agrees with this yisoid that Shvi is a vade. One last Tahara here, Rabbi Say, if in fact it's a din of vadai, does a migli help? So the Rishonim bring the Shaila Ravashi and the Gemara, which said, Loinich base for Loinit Mesi. I didn't hide, but I was never Nitma. Does she have a migli that she could have said Nitbasi? Why should she not be named a migli? Because the Chari is not really a Nidbui, because she thought, if she said that she was Isha Acha Shabir, Shanichbas, she wouldn't be believed. So how can this be a migli? Fizi Yeshut Mari Tuba. So the Peneshua has to explain why there is no migui latera. And he says a big chiddush. He says the reason why there's no migui latera because this is a migui mokamit. Why? Because Chazal created here an indubitable raiv, that raiv nachram of prutzim ba'arayis. And if Rav Nachram, Aputzim Baraya, Sanan, Sadi, that to a Nitmas, if Shutaka has no ability to tie that she hid. And there goes her Migui. It's a Migui, B'makim, Abim. Abana Misha Shavarin has a beautiful beer. And if you're interested in the Lakewood of Shiver, Rabbi Mahil's Sefer called Mena Mudi, he has a beautiful shtickle on Shmuya, which follows the Zayd's Mahalach, which I refer you to. You can scroll down, you can see it, and you can take a look at it at your own convenience. From my side, this is the site of that we're taking out for today, that there's a Machlekes Nershenim Achreinim, and many Achreinim hold that the site of a Shmuya is Midin Vadai. Scroll down here just to show you the sweep here. Keep on going. Here's the rush bringing the Shaila of the Nichbis. I'm just going the wrong way. Just scroll down. Just want to show the Eilim where they can see the Mishnah of Aaron. Keep on going. These are all the things we had to read ice for lack of time. And here is the Mishnah of Aaron. And Mishnah of Aaron. That's the Yisai for this week. Shvuyim Mitam. Suffolk on Mitam Badai. I'll see everybody in Mirt Shem next week. Everybody have a good week.